You might say, I dreamed so-and-so, and then all of a sudden I...
awoke.
All right. If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like that,
stomp.
To get a boat, a small boat, up on the land, you tie a rope to it.
Haul.
If your car's stuck in the mud, to get it out, you have to
push it.
And what's the opposite of push?
Pull.
If you carry a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying I carried it, you might say I to imply that it's really heavy.
I drug it.
How about, would you say I lugged it?
No.
In football, what do you call the two things at the ends of the field?
Uprights. Goal post.
Okay. You might say, oh, there's no need to hurry. I'll wait.
For you.
Okay. Say you fired a guy, and he might come back to you and ask you to take him on again. He'll say, just give me...
This just happened today. Just give me one more chance. He used to work next door. He was a drunk. I gave him four chances.
Sorry,
I don't care. I did give him four chances. If I would have fired him the first time, I might have felt bad.
Yeah. Okay, someone always makes good jokes, or can always see the point of a joke. You say he's got a very good sense of
humor.
If you ask a question, then naturally you expect
an answer.
Mm-hmm. If you put a letter in an envelope and seal it, then you take your pen and
address it.
All right. And if you want to know where somebody is, you ask him his
address.
If a little boy has learned something new, for instance, if he's learned how to whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you might ask him who
taught you that.
The little boy has done something naughty and his sister saw him do it. You might say, now don't you go to mother and
tell on me.
Okay. What does a kid call another little kid who tells me?
A tattletale.
Yeah. Would you ever use that expression talking about adults?
No.
Is there a word?
No. Not that I'd know of.
If you want a bouquet for the dinner table, you go out into the garden and
pick some flowers.
Okay. What do you call something that a child plays with?
A toy.
You give somebody a bracelet and you might say to her, well, why don't you
wear this?
Or, all right, what's another way of saying it? The opposite of take it off.
Oh, put it on.
All right. If you're sitting with a friend, and neither of you are saying anything, and all of a sudden he says, what did you say? You'd say, well, I said
nothing.
Okay. Then he might say, oh, I thought you said
something.
If you've lived in town all your life and somebody asks you, have you lived here long? You'd answer, why, I've
lived here all my life.
Okay. You might say,
my family has, no, I don't see what you're driving at there.
Okay. If I asked you how long has that mountain been here, you might say, well, as far as I know,